This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Thursday, June the 7th, 2011, episode 159. Good morning, horse world. Well, this is the point where Jamie would normally chime in and we would have chatter and all of that, but Jamie is not here today as we are bringing you a special recorded episode of Horses in the Morning. Jennifer and I, if you're a regular listener to Horses in the Morning, know that Jennifer and I are on our way to Memphis, Tennessee right now. We will be getting a tour of Graceland this afternoon, Elvis's house, and we will be broadcasting live from there tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. As far as we know, it's one of the first times that a live broadcast has ever been done from the barn at Graceland. We're going to talk to you all about Elvis and his horses. A lot of people don't realize that Elvis was really into horses. He loved his horses. He kept his barn, he was fastidious about keeping his barn nice and tidy, and he labeled everything, and he had a favorite Palomino. We're going to learn about all of that stuff with a special guest tomorrow. It's a lady that has been there since 1977 and has taken care of the barn every year since then, since the year that Elvis died. It's going to be a fascinating interview with her as we're sitting there in the iconic Graceland talking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. So please tune in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern here at Horses in the Morning or on your smartphone at horsesinthemorning.mobi. But today we're going back in time a little bit and bringing you one of our favorite past episodes. Well, you could sort of consider it Christmas in June. You know how everybody else has Christmas in July? Well, we're bringing you Christmas in June. We did a special musical episode with Templeton Thompson the day before Christmas in 2010. And this year, this time, what we thought we would do is bring you that replay of that special musical episode today. You can go back to Christmas time a little bit in the heat of 100-degree weather all across the country. Remember how cold it was last winter and how we were complaining about that and how we prayed for 100-degree weather? Well, it's here. So we thank you for listening. Please enjoy this special encore episode of the Horses in the Morning show from December 24th, 2010. We think you'll enjoy it, and we look forward. Raphael Vale and I of Ivory Pal fame will be hosting tomorrow. Jamie will be producing, and Jennifer will be on site taking pictures and videos as we are coming to you exclusively live from Graceland tomorrow morning. I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Templeton Thompson from Nashville, Tennessee.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you are listening to Horses in the Morning for December 24th, Christmas Eve, people, 2010, episode 40. Merry Christmas, Horse World.
Hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Well, the snow is softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a twinkling. Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas and hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Yeah. Thank you. Christmas tree is loaded up with presents. And the kid in me just loves this time of year. There's no dream too big for dreaming. Ain't nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathered near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Hey, happy, happy ye holidays.
Yeehaw! And happy Merry Christmas, Jamie, and Merry Christmas to Templeton Thompson, that other voice you heard on the air here earlier. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Thanks. Well,
thanks.
And Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that was terrific. That's Happy Ye Holidays. Of course, that's Templeton Thompson's. We've been playing it on the show here, and her voice should sound familiar. She's been on the show with us before and is a good friend of the Horse Radio Networks, and we're so thrilled that you agreed to come spend an hour with us talking about you and your music and Christmas and the holidays. It's so exciting to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me. I love you guys.
Well, we love you too. Well, you know, Jamie, this is a fun for us. This is a recorded episode. I wanted to remind everybody that they shouldn't call. We recorded this ahead of time to go out on Christmas Eve, and we're so excited that you've made us part of your Christmas Eve, and we hope you enjoy the music of Templeton Thompson for the next hour. You know, Templeton, at what age did you start singing?
I think I've kind of been singing forever, but professionally it took me a little longer. I was in my 20s before I really started doing this professionally, but I guess I've been singing my whole life.
Now, you have a partner in crime, too. Your partner in crime and partner in song, I should say, is your lovely husband, Sam. And at what point did he come into the picture? Was he your inspiration to start singing, or was he later?
He was later, but at the same time, I learned so much from him. He's one of those guys, well, of course, amazing, as you've already said, my partner in crime, my soulmate, my rock star cowboy. He was one of those people who knew that he wanted to do music for a living, just knew it his whole life. I, on the other hand, came a roundabout sort of way, but found myself where I was supposed to be, just, you know, just taking the time it takes. And I had actually been in town in Nashville since 1992. We didn't meet until 1995, which sometimes still boggles my brain. I'm like, oh my gosh, you were here the whole time, and I was looking for you. I couldn't find you, you know. But you wind up, you know, meeting that one when you're supposed to. And I had kind of, you know, I'd been waiting a lot of tables. I was a bartender, doing everything I had to do, you know, to be able to make music for a living. But I wasn't really a professional, obviously, when I first moved to town. I was a newbie learning, and I think I'd only written one song, you know, like a full song in my whole life. And I was about 21 when I moved here. And it was about 3 years later before I met Sam. And the rest is history. But it's an amazing journey, an amazing journey. And I have, oh, Lord mercy, I moved here green. But, you know, that's cool. It's all good. I wouldn't take any of it back. I wouldn't change a thing. I'm grateful for how I got here today. It's all good.
So if you were... If you discovered you wanted to do music in your 20s, obviously you had some potential ideas before that. What did you kind of start out wanting to do, and then you changed to music?
Well, I was going to go to law school, but the truth is...
Oh, you're too darn nice to be a lawyer.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Thank you. Man, I know some really nice lawyers, though. Actually, I really, really, really do. My uncle being one of them. But I was an English literature major, graduated from the University of Virginia, and just I knew that being a lawyer wasn't what I wanted to do. But the truth is, you guys, I was kind of denying myself my true passion and just going, okay, I need to go do something safe. I need to go do something safe. And at the time, I didn't have the confidence in myself as a singer-songwriter, as a musician. I didn't know yet, you know. So My summer, last summer semester, because I'd gone abroad my last semester at UVA to be an intern at an ad agency in London. It was so much fun. So I had to do one more summer semester. And during that semester of summer school and taking all the English literature classes that I had to take at that point that I had been sort of avoiding, and writing all those really long papers and whatnot, I saw an advertisement or a story about Trisha Yearwood in a music magazine and learned about what A&R was, Artist and Repertoire, and heard her story, and I thought, dang it, you know, I want to go to Nashville. That's what I want to do. I want to do that. And all this time, I had studied for the LSATs. I'd gone and taken the LSATs. I quickly had the scores canceled and literally graduated and pretty much moved to Nashville right away. Got an internship with Arista Records, and the rest is, I hate to keep saying it, but history. You know, it's just the way it all came to be. I just took the long way around.
Now, there are so many people who go to Nashville. It's kind of the, you know, country music Hollywood. And you see so many young people going to Nashville to kind of get their start and to make it. And like you said, they wait tables, you bartend, you do whatever you can. I mean, and it's such a similar story. I mean, I know that, you know, Keith Urban did the same thing. It's almost every country artist out there has gone through the way that you went to it. So if you're still living in Nashville, do you ever see those and do you ever mentor any of those young people?
You know, I do try to. Sammy and I both do. We've wound up doing some studio projects with some young up-and-coming, you know, independent artists who either are going to try for the major label deals or just, in, you know, start working in this new age of music where you can really do whatever you want to do and sell your music out on the road, download, you know, sell it via downloads. So we do try to do that as much as we can, because I will say, and Sammy protected me, thank goodness, he came along in my life just in time for me to not do some really stupid things. So, yeah, he was great. He kind of saw some things that I was about to get into, like a management kind of deal, that he said, no, you don't need to do that. So he protected me. So we try to do that for folks that we run into along the way, and at least just sort of guide them a bit or turn them on to good people, good, authentic people in the music business, because like in any deal, there are some folks you might want to avoid,
That's the biggest mistake that musicians and actors both make. I mean, and they don't know any better. Yeah, it's an honest mistake. But what was the first song that you wrote?
Oh, wow. Let me think. I wrote a song. My mom will be tickled pink, me telling y'all about this, and I almost had forgotten. I wrote a song with my mom. I think that was the first song I ever wrote, called Who's Lonely Tonight? We wrote that, I think, after I came back from Japan, because I had been living in Nashville and waiting tables, doing all that stuff, and just barely getting by and trying so hard to do music professionally. It's hard, you know, to work all day and then come home at night and try to write songs. So I wound up with this gig in Japan. It was just a God thing, just fell in my lap kind of deal.
Country girl in Japan?
There. Wow.
Yeah, for 3 months in the middle of winter. I waited tables during the day. I played 4 sets every night. I pretty much learned how to play guitar in Japan. It was a hoot. It was awesome. It really was awesome. I had a blast. I came home.
I hope you were singing American and not Japanese.
So hard. Oh, yes, because I learned like a few words in Japanese, like oishi desu ka. That means, does it taste good? Because I waited tables, like I said, the day in this little place.
Do you like Japanese food now?
I love Japanese food.
Okay, just checking.
I can't go for the raw stuff, but I love Japanese food, and I ate a lot of it when I was over there. So, yeah, I came home, and I remember my mom and I sat down and just wrote a song, and I think that's the first song I ever wrote. I think that's right. There may have been one more that I wrote by myself, but honestly, I'm blanking on the title right now. It's just completely escaping me. I guess it's old age.
So now, of the albums that you have out, and there's like 6 or 7 of them, and by the way, we wanted to mention we're with Templeton Thompson for the entire episode. We're here to celebrate the day before Christmas Eve. We're here to celebrate the day before Christmas, and tomorrow's the big day, and you're our gift. You're the gift to Jamie and I, because we've been looking forward to doing this show with you and for you being part of our holiday. So I just wanted to thank you for taking the time out. Of what's the first song you wrote? Now I'm really going to test your memory of all the albums you have out now.
The first song, well, I wrote a lot of songs before the first song that I remember off of my first album, and the reason that may not make much sense, but I spent a great deal of time in Nashville writing as a professional songwriter. So I wrote for different publishing companies.
Ah, gotcha.
So I had, and I guess I still have, I feel very grateful, a lot of songs that I've written in the past now that are at different publishing houses in Nashville, Tennessee, and feel so blessed to have actually gotten paid to write songs. That is so dang fun. But the first album is called I Remember You, and the title track to that song is called I Remember You, and that's the first actual artist CD that I put together. And it was kind of, once again, sort of a roundabout way of getting there. You know, when I first moved to Nashville, of course, I had stars in my eyes and wanted to be famous like Trisha Yearwood. She's one of my all-time favorite singers. Oh, my God, I think she's incredible. And so I came to town, you know, with that in mind. And I was just so new and so green, so I had a lot of learning to do and a lot of learning how to sing, even, you know, really understanding like how to use my instrument. That's a whole thing in and of itself, you know. And I didn't really even know how to sing harmony. I learned how to sing harmony from listening to records when I got here, really, you know. And so anyway, but the first song that landed on an album of mine, the one that comes to mind is I Remember You. And we just re-released that record, and the whole deal was inspired by EGALA, the Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association, who I'm so proud to be their ambassador, and we've re-released it now, and now it's helping raise some money and awareness for Proud Spirit Horse Sanctuary in Neenah, Arkansas.
I Remember You.
What a picture. Brown hair and blue jeans, just a baby. Still so naive, full of wonder. Are you really me? 33, never even crossed your mind. But it got here so fast, I almost left you behind. Like I'm still there, stars in my eyes, riding horses. Oh, it felt just like mine. Before anyone said that it couldn't be done. Sometimes I miss what it meant to be.
is Templeton Thompson. Templeton's joining us today for our Christmas Eve show. And, you know, that song actually kind of is reminiscent of almost the Sugarland song, Baby Girl, where, you know, this girl goes off and leaves and she's got to make it. But that was absolutely fantastic.
You guys are just so cool. Thank you. Makes me happy.
I want to get a little bit more into the fact that, you know, you're writing country music, you're living in Nashville, and from what I know of you now, you are a singer that sings about horses. So when did the horse thing start? Was that before the music, or did it come along together? How did that whole idea start?
You know, the actual doing that professionally came, you know, along not too long ago, really. But I think my whole life, you know, growing up with horses, thanks to my mamacita, and I've been singing from their backs, you know, my whole life. And songs have been falling out about them my whole life. And they were when I moved to Nashville. But actually singing from a horse's back professionally didn't happen until a few years ago. We were out in California, in Sacramento. There's a wonderful horse expo called the Western State Horse Expo, one of my favorites, and I'm hoping we get back out there soon. And I was out about 6 o'clock one evening when they were getting ready to do a thing that they call the Magnificent Seven. And folks out there riding around warming up that evening were folks like Bob Avila and Ted Robinson, some of these world's greatest horsemen, you know, some of the cowboys of all cowboys, you know, and they were all warming up to compete that night. And they had me out there singing on foot. I was singing to our tracks. I remember specifically singing I Remember You. And that was, I think, the album I had out at the time. And I was singing and talking to the crowd and said something like, oh, my God, it's beautiful out here in California. The sun's going down. The sunset's glorious. Watching these cowboys ride with their beautiful horses. Only thing missing is I'm missing my horses really bad, you know. And Ted Robinson, I'll never forget it, he came over to me with his beautiful horse Clyde and said, young lady, hop up on my horse and sing if you want to. And I was flabbergasted. I'm like, really? Seriously? You know, and I'm sure this whole conversation, the whole audience was hearing it because I had the handheld mic. And so he said, yeah, I'll give you a leg up. So I handed him the mic. He gave me a leg up on Clyde. And that just, you know, why I hadn't been doing that for years before, I don't know. But, you know, things happen. They're supposed to happen, but I was in heaven riding around that ring singing my songs from Clyde's back. And at that moment, too, I was like, I know I'm going to be able to go out and do that with my babies one of these fine, beautiful days. So it's been so cool. I've actually gotten to sing from another one of Ted's horses back the next year. We went back out there to perform, and he came up to me. Hey, do you want to do that again? I got a horse for you. Name's Circle.
He was ready this time.
He rain and spins that night. It was awesome. So I'm like, oh, God, I was shocked. So that's kind of how that evolved. Yeah.
I mean, talk about the coolest... The coolest jobs in the world. Templeton Thompson, a country singer from Nashville that loves horses, just puts it all together and decides, you know what? I'm going to do my shows on the back of my horse. And I just can't think of anything cooler than that. Although if you could play drums at the same time as being on the back of the horse, that would be impressive.
I guess there's somebody who is doing that. I know there are folks like, is it the Sons of the Pioneers that actually play? You know, they're playing their guitars and sitting on their horses' backs. I have not forayed into that just yet.
Oh, you sort of, in a way, she has, though, Jamie, because ask Templeton what new sport hobby she's taken up in the horse world.
Oh, there's that. Gosh, that is so much fun. OMG, cowboy mounted shooting. Oh, it's awesome. It is awesome. I am so new to it. Jane and I are just learning how to do it. Bo and I are just learning how to do it. And I am so addicted. In fact, got to do a celebrity meeting event just a few months ago with a wonderful, amazingly, oh my gosh, incredibly talented cowgirl named Annie Bianco Ellett, and it was a deal called Shoot for the Troops. So we raised money by doing a celebrity mounted shooting thing for an organization here in Nashville called Not Alone to get counseling for veterans, which is current active soldiers and veterans who have served our country. So it was quite an honor to do that. And I got to ride a beautiful horse I bet you've heard of named Nevada Joe. He's a Mustang and is the NARA ambassador. So it was quite a treat. So, yep, I'm addicted. I'm
so now, Jamie, now I think about it. Okay, we have a beautiful cowgirl who sings and can shoot you dead in no time.
Every man's dream. Right there.
Oh,
your
man.
Husband is very lucky.
Oh, thank you. Well, he's a little scared. He's like, the last thing I ever thought I would ever hear come out of your mouth is, I got to get me some guns. I mean, we're talking a few months ago, I was scared to death of guns. Oh, my God. And then my dear, beautiful cowgirl sister, Dee Dee Trichter, who is now doing some management for us, bless her sweet angel heart. She and her husband, Gary, are just angels for us out of Texas. And anyway, she's the one who got me hooked. And I remember that first day, she's like, okay, what do you think? You want to try it? And I'm like, really? Okay. So I'm holding the guns. And I thought, okay, this is, I'm kind of telling on myself, you guys, but I thought it was high-powered air in the that was best in those balloons. And so when I found out, you know, gunpowder blanks, black powder, it scared me to death. It still scares me, you know, because that's very, it is dangerous. You got to be really careful. Of course, my biggest concern are my babies. You know, you don't want to shoot your horse. So who cares about me? But I want to make sure I'm taking care of everyone around me.
There's a lot of amount of shooting horses who only have half an ear right now. thanks to Templeton. Now, Templeton, and you got you got to meet. You got to meet one of the top shooter, well, the world, one of the most decorated world champions at, and a co-host of our Western radio show, Tammy Sarantz, when you were at the IEF this year.
I totally did, and I love her. And you know what? I owe her a Facebook message. I'm glad you reminded me of that. I will do that. She is awesome.
She called me and said, are you talking to Templeton? Make sure she contacts me.
Yes. Oh, man, I'm so glad you reminded me. So I'm, she is way cool. And it's still, you know, that. I hope, and I will, I plan on getting to do, you know, some small matches with both Jane and Bo, but, you know, we have a long way to go. I have a long way to go to really learn and really know what I'm doing, because that's just what, as you can imagine, it's so much multitasking, and it's a lot. It's just a lot to be thinking about, all that noise, just everything, but it just really boggles my brain, and it is addicting. Oh, let me just tell you what, I love it.
Oh my gosh,
Jamie! There's a song that Templeton does that's one of my favorites, and it really describes the essence of Templeton. I think you'll never talk. I'm going to talk to you like talk about you like you're not here, Templeton.
Okay. That happens all the time. It's all good. Cool.
When you will hear Templeton say 1,000 times in this interview today. Like she does every time you talk to her, whether it's an interview or you're just sitting around, you know, chatting, is that she is so grateful and so blessed. And she wrote a song called Wake Up Grateful that on the Girls and Horses CD that's one of my favorites. And I don't know that I haven't played it yet on the show, so I know that Jamie hasn't heard this yet. And if you guys don't mind, I'd like to play it now because I think that... I think that you'll really enjoy it, Jamie. Now,
am I going to cry? Are you going to make me cry?
No, I don't think this one will make you cry. I got another one later that might. But
okay.
Wake up grateful.
Every day I count my blessings. So glad to be alive. I do my best to learn lessons, 'cause I don't think we get to do this twice, this thing called life, this thing called life. Cup of coffee on my back porch, sit and watch a new day dawn. I don't take one thing for granted, 'cause this don't last for very long. This thing called life. Oh, this thing called life. Every day I wake up grateful.
Well, that one gets me every time. This is Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and we are on Horses in the Morning, and we are here with somebody I am proud to call a friend, and that's Templeton Thompson with Wake Up Grateful, which is my favorite. Templeton, you and I have had this discussion before, never on the air, but we've had it privately, that if the Horse Radio Network had a theme song, it would be Wake Up Grateful, because I think all of us that hosts, you know, these shows are so grateful that we get to do what we do. We have the neatest job in the world to talk to the coolest horse people in the world. And this song, too, really goes back a ways in my life. You and I have talked about it. I was really sick, had Lyme disease for about a year. I was pretty much out of commission, in and out of the hospital, and didn't know that I was going to wake up some days. And so now, every day I do, I wake up grateful. And that's you and I have had that discussion before, that whenever I'm a little down, I listen to that one.
Oh, thanks, Glenn. Well, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for all of y'all, you know. It's amazing. It's just awesome to wake up, isn't it, and look out your window and see your babies and just be alive. It's a beautiful thing. And can I tell you a funny thing about that song?
Yes.
Not to segue, but I think it'll make you laugh. And the reason I'm going to tell you is because I just heard my arm pop, and it reminded me, and I don't know if you heard it on air, but it was my old collarbone injury. And the funny thing about that, Sammy and I had just written that song, Wake Up Grateful, came about. It just fell out one day for us after moving hay all day. We were getting ready to go to Colorado for a long trip. And one of the cool things we were going to get to do was, A, play at a very dear Cowgirl Bud's daughter's wedding. And Sam was going to get to go fly fishing. So, whew, oh my gosh. So we get all the way out there. And I was going to get to do a photo shoot from horseback with one of the most amazing equine photographers on the planet, Mr. Charles Hilton. So we get out there. We're doing this horseback shoot. Before we did any me getting on the horse, Eddie, and riding and getting pictures taken, Sammy and I were just singing a little bit, and Charles was taking pictures of me and Sam playing our guitars, and we were singing that song in a place called Horse Thief Canyon, Colorado. And then I get on my buddy John's horse, Eddie, and we proceed to do some photos from his back. And the last loping across this beautiful canyon area, man, Eddie decided to jump a little log, and I'm like, yeah, let's go for it. He jumped it. He was too still getting his bearings and all that good stuff, and he buckled at the knees and went down, and I couldn't pull him back up. And but there's a picture of me, like, bound and determined to pull him back up because, you know, us horse folks, right, normally if your horse trips, you pull him back up. It's all good, but he buckled. And so we went end over end, and I wound up, I guess, getting flung out of the saddle and woke up with the biggest, not woke up, I never got knocked out, thank goodness, but I broke my collarbone pretty.
Oops.
It's nice. And it still reminds me, so when I think, and it's really nice, it's a party trick, I'll have to show you at some point. So when I hear that song now for me, because we wrote it right before we left, we were singing it in that canyon, and just feeling the gratitude, you know, of, like you were just saying, Glenn, how we're all so blessed to get to do what we love to do. And then lo and behold, because, you know, that second verse talks about pain, you know, and that's just kind of, that's part of life sometimes. And dang, if I didn't break my collarbone, but what an experience. I always think of that when I hear that song. So, and it popped right as I was talking to him, like, so I have to share that. So anyway, it's all good.
Well, and Jamie, you know, Jamie's waking
little
up.
Pain never hurt nobody.
Jamie's waking up grateful right now. This is her first Christmas with her hubby.
I know. It's my first Christmas as a married woman, and we're actually spending it here at home. And so that begs the question, you know, Glenn, I'll ask you this too. What is your Christmas day like?
You go first. You go first there, cowgirl.
I feel like you ought to go first because I'm just talking a mile a minute. You know me. You go, cowboy. Go, cowboy. Go, cowboy.
Well, most
go.
Of the time we actually head home, but our Christmas this year, we're actually going to stay home. We thought we're going to stay home. We have some family coming down to visit us in January, and instead of driving, you know, 8 hours home and then 8 hours back 2 days later, we thought we'd just have a nice quiet. We're going to have friends over. I'm gonna fry a turkey this time.
Nice.
That is, if it's not snowing. So if the weather's okay, you can't exactly fry a turkey indoors. So if that all works out, I'm going to fry a turkey and we're just going to have a nice quiet day at home. The older we get, the more we like to stay home. I hate to say that because I sound like my parents, but it really is depressing.
It's nice though, right? Templeton, what are you doing tomorrow? What's Christmas for Templeton?
Home. We'll go see my mama Sita and her wonderful new boyfriend. He is just precious. Not really new boyfriend. They've been dating for a while and got some fun things to celebrate with them. And then Christmas Day. So tomorrow we're going to head down to the country and go to my rock star Sam, my hubby's mama's house in the country, and be with all of those folks. And it's just going to be a beautiful, glorious day, you know, just really blessed. There is a thing about home. I'm missing my Virginia family big time. And I haven't seen my grandma and grandpa in a while. So hopefully maybe after the first of the year, I'll get to travel up there and see them, but it's pretty much close to home for us this holiday
season. Hey, Templeton,
really
there's a song in that.
There's a song in that. Yeah.
Yeah, just what you said. I'm missing my I haven't been home in a while. There's a song in that.
Yeah. There's a song.
Well, here, you know, you can write a song about my Christmas day, which my brothers are visiting with my dad. And
you should hear her dad. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Do you hear any Southern accent in Jamie's voice?
No, I really.
Well,
I really
you
don't.
Should hear her dad.
Years of therapy, Templeton.
Well, and all those years on the radio, right? So you've got your that beautiful, beautiful radio voice you've got going on. So he's a Southern boy.
Oh, he's as Southern as they come. Now, you have to go back and listen when he called in last time, because I'm telling you what, he'll talk your ear off.
Jennifer and I were over here laughing our butts off. We were cracking up. He's such a good guy.
Like
he's fun. I love when he calls in because he's just so much fun. And I know where Jamie gets it from now, but the accent, it just, after listening to the Jamie, and then when he said his first two words, Jennifer and I were just on the floor. Because we love him, though.
That's awesome. Where are you from then originally, Jamie?
I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia.
You are from Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Atlanta, but I grew up in the city, and I grew up, my mother's from Florida, my dad's from Georgia, and I grew up in the city. But my dad grew up in Atlanta before Atlanta was a big city. So we got Ken and Tifton, Georgia. We got Ken out in Madison. We got some family out in Oconee. So we're spread out all over.
That's awesome. I love the country. Love it.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to go visit them and go, oh, my God, these people are related to me. Wow. Templeton, my first Thanksgiving ever, they have pictures. I was at a deer hunt, and I'm a vegetarian. So apparently I was scarred.
Dude.
But my family's actually, I know my family's coming out here, and what they want to do, you guys are going to die. My Christmas day will be spent downtown Phoenix going to see the Dallas Cowboys play the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, really?
Wow.
But that's not family time. That's a professional football game, and they want a tailgate. I'm like, hello, we have to have a breakfast and open presents and like have a traditional Christmas. No. And then the day after Christmas, they want to go to Vegas.
Like,
that's not Christmas.
Hey, man, they're soaking it up. Yeah. They're getting on with it.
Enjoy every minute.
I'm trying to talk about the Vegas thing, but yeah, we'll be at the football game tomorrow. So you can look for us on TV. We might be one of 12 people there. So,
how fun.
That's kind of a tradition.
I'll be looking for you.
That's a tradition in my family, was watching Dallas play. They always play on, it seems they always play on Christmas Day. So we always would watch them play on Christmas Day. So I'll definitely be looking for you tomorrow.
Great.
And of course, there's a song. Tell me, Jamie, now, you guys did this little love fest when Templeton called in a couple weeks ago on the show. And by the way, that had us, Jennifer and I, just sitting back smiling the whole time, just listening to you two go at it. But, you played a song, or was part of your opening or something, wasn't it? When you were on radio in Atlanta, you worked at a country, you were a DJ at a country music station.
Yeah, I worked for a country radio station in Atlanta, and my entire 9 years before that had been at rock and top 40 and alternative stations. So to get down to country as a horse girl and to be able to work at a country music station was like the dream job. And when we were sitting down, somebody had handed me this CD, and I listened to it, and I fell in love with this one song. So I got to choose the music. When they introduced the show, they're like, "And Jamie," and then we played a clip of this song that a woman had given me this CD, and the song, the clip went, "What is it about girls and horses?" Because the horse person on the radio, and lo and behold, the singer of that song is Templeton Thompson.
It's such a small little world, isn't it?
It is. What amazed me, Templeton, that you were like, oh my gosh, that's you?
That's you.
That's
totally you.
Let's hear it.
Well, she talks about him, dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. She's got to have them, be lost without them. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She says, now when I was a young girl, talk about him, and I dream about him. I live to love him, and I love to ride. I'll always have him, be lost without him. There's magic in those gentle arms. What is it?
Wow, that is my theme song by Templeton Thompson. Girl, you could sing the phone book and make it sound good.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. That's really great.
That's just one of my favorite songs, and that it just encompasses what I think so many of our listeners feel as well. You know, you're either born with it or you're not, and those that are born with it that don't have the opportunity that come along later in life, you know, it's been there the whole time. And I just think that that song really, really kind of says it. You know, it just says exactly what my heart feels about it. And I love it. And thank you so much for putting that song out and recording it and letting us play it and letting me use it on my last radio show, too.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. I still, you know, it's funny as a songwriter. I mean, I guess I technically, you know, I sat there and I wrote it and it, you know, I played the chords on the guitar and heard it in my head and put it on paper. But I still, to this day, it just, you know, it was a gift. It just fell out. It really did. You know, it wasn't me. I always say as a songwriter, I feel like I'm here to catch them. And that was just years and years, my whole life, you know, and then my current life where I'm looking right now, I'm looking out the window, our back window, and I'm seeing the icicles off the roof and watching my beautiful babies munching on their hay, munching on the round roll, my Jane and my Beau. And just
one of those beautiful babies being a briar horse of all things.
Yes, my rock star girl. I still can't believe that, you guys. Seriously.
I know.
Really, I know we've talked about it, but it's just like, oh, my God. Really? So, unbelievable.
How many do you have do you have like 1,000 briars, all Jane, all lined up around the room?
No, not quite that many. But I've got we've got a few. And the cool thing is a little display of her first portrait model that they made and then her newest, you know, the holiday fire model, and it's still just unreal. I feel like I need to pinch myself sometimes. Really, really. So yeah, the Briar folks have been amazing to us. And, it's really, I keep saying it. I know. I'm grateful, blessed, and grateful. Really, really, really.
Templeton, absolutely. We only have about 10 minutes left, and I want. We'd love to give the opportunity for you. I know that you early on worked with Marianne Kennedy, who we had on, and we play her music also on the morning show on Horses in the Morning. And we had her on for the Thanksgiving special, and, you know, she has some terrific songs. We asked her the same thing.
Yes.
Do you, I know this is hard because they're all your babies. Do you have a favorite song of yours?
That is really hard. That's a hard question. You know, I think probably the one that you just played is probably, it's hard for me to say about my own music, like what's my favorite, because I'm like this goofy old me, you know, and like I said, they just fall out and it's not really me anyway. But probably, you know, Girls and Horses is one of my faves because it makes people happy and that makes me happy that, you know, our music makes people happy. And I think I really dig, I just did getting to do what I love to do. So I don't know. That's hard. Why do you want to ask
okay,
me
all right, then I'll rephrase it. Let's rephrase it then.
What should we play next?
I'll do it. Yeah, let's do it that way.
Play?
Is there a song that you would like everybody to hear before Christmas tomorrow that you want them to hear?
Well, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, how about Life on Planet Cowgirl? Because it's about my life on Planet Cowgirl and everything I'm grateful for. Would that work?
I think that'll work. Here it goes.
Okay.
It's dreaming big and working hard and having faith. Making sure you make the most of every breath you take. And knowing that today ain't just another day going by. And it's living every moment in here and now. Knowing that there's blue skies back behind the clouds. Never saying never, 'cause that just ain't how you ride. That's life on planet.
And that was Life on Planet Cowgirl. And that, I like that one, too. That's one of those that just makes you feel good. It had me bouncing on my ball, Templeton.
Yay. Awesome.
Hey,
darling.
I want to thank you. Believe it or not, we're coming to the end of an hour. It's hard to believe how quickly that goes when you're having so much fun with your friends. And I'm almost at the end of my eggnog, which is another thing I have to deal with. I don't know, but the older you get, that old saying, the older you get, the faster time goes. Well, it just seemed like last Christmas was two days ago. It does happen that way, but having friends like both of you in our lives really does. It goes fast, but it's a lot of fun along the way. And I want to thank both of you, Jamie and Templeton, for being part of the Horse Radio Network. Templeton, you're a regular visitor and a good friend, and we met because of Girls and Horses, because of the song. And I'm thankful for that every day, and Sam, too.
He is, too, just so you know. He's up in the studio working right now.
Well, and Jennifer couldn't be here today, and she wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas. We also want to take the opportunity to wish all of our affiliates. We have so many now, over 50 websites that carry our different shows around the world. We thank all of them and wish all of them a very Merry Christmas, and also our sponsors. We can't forget our sponsors. We wouldn't be here without them, and I know, Templeton, you have sponsors that you wouldn't be around without your sponsors. So thank you to all of our sponsors for this show and all the shows, and also to all the hosts, to Chris, who started out with me almost at the beginning of the Horse Radio Network, to Helena, who was the first co-host, and then we had Alan and Tammy come on the Western show, and of course, Jamie came along the way here a couple months ago, and Samantha, and all of them that have worked with us over a period of time. It's been so much fun. So Merry Christmas to all of them, too. And I know you have a website where if people absolutely love your music, they can go get it. And also, you have some merchandise that people can buy there, some great shirts that my wife wears all the time. So tell everybody your addresses and where they can find you.
Okay, TempletonThompson.com, and also at PlanetCowgirl.com. Everything you need to know about this horse crazy cowgirl, you can find out about me right there.
And you can also purchase her horse, Jane, at Tractor Supply stores. Is that right?
Yes, you can. I'm so excited. Yes, you can. You can go in there and make purchase of James Brier model, and you'll get some Christmas music to boot and a copy of the Girls and Horses music video.
Cool. So you
it's
got all day to do
all
that.
The way.
Yeah. That's a great last minute Christmas gift for your wife or your husband or your kids, you know. And I want to say too, that this has been absolutely, you know, one of the most incredible years of my life by being blessed to, you know, marry the man of my dreams and to move on to, you know, the farm of my dreams and to have the job of my dreams. It just couldn't get any better than this year. And I feel blessed, Templeton. I feel blessed as well. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening and all the wonderful music. And thanks to Glenn and Jennifer for inviting me into this crazy world of the Horse Radio Network. And I just couldn't be happier. So thank you all very much. Merry Christmas.
Now she's going to have me crying. Jeez.
I know. Well, you know, great things happen for great people. You obviously deserve all that. And that's just, it's amazing how things come together right when they're supposed to. So we're all very blessed and lucky folks. And doing what we love.
Templeton, I love you guys.
I'm going to take today's show out with a song. What song should I take it out with?
Oh, dang. Pressure.
How about I love to run?
Sure. Go for it, cowboy. That sounds good. You're so sweet.
And tell everybody.
To everyone who loves to run, and to Barbaro, and all of us doing what we love and loving to run.
That's who this song was written for, was Barbaro, right?
Oh, now I'm going to cry.
Oh, yeah, for the Sculpting the Wind documentary. So, I love you guys. I just got to say that again. And me and the whole herd are wishing all of y'all a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Ye Holidays.
Merry Christmas to all of our listeners who listen to us every day, and the ones who don't or are just finding us, welcome to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek for Jamie Jennings and Templeton Thompson. Have a wonderful day. Get a ride in, ride safely. And this is I Love to Run, written for Barbaro.
Stepping out into the light, my whole life's led me to this moment. I lit all out on the line, time to shine, time to rock and roll. I'm feeling a million butterflies, oh, but I've never been so ready. Me, a fire down inside me that burns like the sun.